Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
On the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on
106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show coming up for you tonight, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners. We could not do this without your support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Remember, the show is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on your mobile devices on the TuneIn app. It's at FM Talk 106.5. And if you like to listen on demand, you can catch our podcast. Our regularly aired programs are available on most of the major podcast sites, and Tom's Tirade is available on CastBox.com. So if you like to get your blood pressure going, maybe you're going to go maybe have a little workout and get the juices flowing, you can check out Tom.
They'll love that.
There you go, on CastBox.com. And also check us out on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we've got a packed show coming up for you tonight, so if we can't get to everything or if you'd like more information, you can always check out the stack at ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. Later on SBN, we'll be joined by Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, one of our fantastic sponsors. Some great information, some vital information on the things that they have to offer for our veterans. We're also going to speak with Mr. Randy Granger with the Vital Ice app. Sounds like
I got to find out about this ICE deal. Yeah. I didn't know they were in drug recovery or
I don't know if it's Customs Enforcement or a rap group.
It's going to be neat to see what a cemetery's got to do. But the funeral home's got to do with ICE.
There you go. But they're going to we'll also hear some of the stories of their working with our veterans. Also, disabled veterans may be eligible for a student loan write-off. We'll give you the details there. And the number of veterans due tax refunds for improper withholding is far greater than originally thought. We'll let you know if you may be on the list. And, hey, we have a new VA secretary.
How long is that going to last?
I don't know. Will politics doom his tenure? We will talk about it. And, of course, Tom's Tirade, a new one on Oh Say Can You See. We'll see. We'll see about that. But first, today is National Hire a Veteran Day. I was actually on with Sean Sullivan earlier today on Midday Mobile or, you know, Midday with Sean or whatever it is. And we were talking a little bit about the employment picture for our veterans. And that's something that we followed fairly closely throughout the tenure of the radio show, Tom. And, you know, at one point, our veterans, especially in the post 9/11 veteran world, the unemployment numbers were fairly staggering. And of course, there were a number of programs that were put into place to assist that, and many corporations took it upon themselves to institute policies to hire veterans. And so last year, 2017, was the first year that the nonprofit organization Hire Our Heroes designated July 25th as National Hire a Veterans Day. And it was, you can say, well, you know, it's really nothing more than a promotional venture. And, maybe it is. But if it raises awareness of the need to seek out our veterans and hire them, then that's certainly something that is good for veterans. Interestingly enough, Tom, you know, we've heard unemployment numbers, these statistics of how great or how rosy the employment picture is out there. You know, for June of this year, the national unemployment rate was 4.0% for non-veterans. The veteran unemployment rate, and this is national, was 3.3% in June. Women veterans unemployment is 2.7 nationally. You know, you start getting into those kind of numbers, Tom, and that's where most economists would start talking about full employment, where even though there is that percentage that is still out there, that it means for the most part, the jobs and the number of employees that are available are pretty much balancing out. And it, one note to that, that 3.3% is down from 3.7%, which is what the number was for 2017. And the statistics, the numbers for our area, Southwest Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, are somewhere in the range of 4.2 to 4.9%, which is certainly much better than the double digits that we were seeing.
Right.
And it's really, it's across the board. It's not only post 9/11 veterans, but pre 9/11 veterans that are finding employment. And it's, you know, it's a credit to, again, a lot of the businesses that are out there who are actively looking to hire veterans. It's also really a credit to folks like the Alabama Career Center and Donald Ciotat and the folks that, you know, do a fantastic job of taking veterans looking for jobs and businesses looking to hire veterans and putting them together.
It's neat to see how all of that works and how all that comes together. When in actuality, Donald's been on here with us on numerous occasions, and Lisa has too. Mm-hmm. His assistant that works in southern part of the state area. And they actually have, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 people scattered all over the state of Alabama working to get these vets hired. Mm-hmm. And you know what's neat? Just as fast as they can get them, these companies are picking them up because they know that these guys have a mission. They're accustomed to having a mission and a drive, and they'd like to go to work on time.
Well, that is one of the things employers tend to appreciate is the ones that will in fact show up.
Right.
I've had a couple of stories of folks because of the way the employment job market is. You know, they'll either not show up for work and they've actually quit, but the employer doesn't know it. Or the 2 weeks' notice is out the window. I mean, they'll walk in and say, nope, today's my, I'm quitting, I'm going down the road.
Yep.
And, I mean, it doesn't do well if the job forecast turns sour because then you go back to those folks for references and they might not be quite as kind.
Yeah.
Speaking of folks in new jobs, we do have a new secretary of the VA.
Hoorah! Yes.
Yeah, Robert Wilkie.
How long you gonna last, Brother Wilkie?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Yes, he was confirmed by the Senate on Monday to become the next VA secretary by a vote of 86-9. Usually VA nominees have unanimous bipartisan support, but that doesn't exist in D.C. anymore.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
yeah, no. So the vote Monday was the first time there was an opposition to the nominee to head the VA since the post became a cabinet position in 19... 19- 89, 8 Democrats and 1 independent voted against Wilkie. Of course, that independent is the socialist Bernie Sanders, who ought to know something about the VA, considering he chaired the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
Does that say anything about the condition that it's currently in?
Well, yeah, he was there during when the waitlist scandal was a full-blown problem. And, of course, he loves to point fingers at others as to why that occurred. But, yeah, he was the one who was supposed to be doing the oversight on the VA. So it's interesting that he would vote against some other notables, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, Dianne Feinstein of California, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Harris of California, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Massachusetts. Yeah. Can you say?
Massachusetts.
Yeah. There's one of Tom's favorite words.
Oh, yeah, that's a Tom thing.
But, yeah, Wilkie in Air Force. He's an Air Force Reserve colonel. He has been involved in the government for a number of years. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Congress will actively work with him because the VA still needs it. Anyway, on the other side of the break, Mr. Randy Granger, he's going to start to talk with us about the Vital Ice app when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. And you can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is a pleasure to be joined in the Scuttlebutt seat today by Mr. Randy Granger. Now, Randy, we know Randy from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, but he's here to talk with us about something that is another useful tool that our veterans can use. So, Randy, welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Thank you, Cal. Appreciate that. Tom, thank you for having us on today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I think you have a serious and very interesting item here that we need to talk about. I was kidding you a while ago about ICE and what was you guys going to do with the drugs and all that you confiscated and what have you. But this ICE that you have are going to enlighten us about tonight is about another subject, right?
Yes, and it's not breakdancing, although we do have and Cal in the house.
Oh, yeah. All right. There you go. All right.
That's a frightening image to get Tom up and breakdancing. Yeah. I mean, there might be something broken in that dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that'd be all right, too. Well, Vital Ice would be the app to look for. It's got enough features in it that there are just all kinds of features in this Vital ICE app. And by the way, ICE stands for In Case of Emergency. So
let's simplify that.
There you go, In Case of Emergency. So Vital ICE is really an app that helps people. It's a life-saving app that's HIPAA-compliant. It was designed to help EMS professionals so that they can locate your vital information in the event that you're incapacitated or unable to talk to a doctor or an EMS professional. So that's what the app was designed to do, but it has many other features, and that's what brought us to this. When we had the opportunity to sponsor this wonderful app, we jumped on it. It's an opportunity for us to give back to the community in a wonderful way.
Well, that's one of the things that I was wondering. I mean, you guys represent Serenity Funeral Services and Memorial Gardens there, and Serenity Gardens, and here we are talking about keeping people alive. Isn't that kind of bad for business?
I can't take him anywhere.
That's right. My goodness. But it allows us to develop even better relationships with EMS professionals, fire department,
police
department.
Well, I know people were thinking about, you know, what are they trying to do? Say they save lives in here? Yeah, but they're in the, you know, burial business. So, but when you brought that up a while ago and we were talking about it, it really hit home with me because I had gotten involved with a scenario of that nature when my first wife was sick and we had to have some kind of communications. Well, this was like 10 years ago or so, or 15. And back then, the only thing we had was landlines. And then we had the buttons around the neck. And then if you pushed the button, it would ring the phone. Well, these phones were like $150, you know, to have. Plus, then you had to pay for the landline, $20, $30 a month for the landline coming in for the service of phone. But now what I'm hearing from you is that this may be a modified or updated version of something of this nature.
You're absolutely right. That's one of the features that's built into this free app. It's a free app that's available on Apple for iPhones at the Play Store, and it's also available for Android phones at the Google Play Store. So great. You can go sign up for Vital ICE. Just type that into your search browser for your respective device, model, and type, and it'll bring that up for you. You can download that free app. But the scenario that we were talking about earlier was the one of the features that we have, which is an emergency call or email portion of the app. That particular portion, if you're in a situation where you've fallen and you can't get up, you can get your phone. If you have your phone with you, you press a button and it will send out an email to everyone on your emergency list. So if you have 5-10 people on your emergency list, it'll send out that email. And not only will it send out that email, that whatever you want to say, I've fallen and I can't get up, or I'm hurt and I need some help, it'll send that message out to your friends and family, but it will also send you a Google map. So it'll tell you, your friends and your families, where you are. And the app was developed for that very reason. There's a little story behind how the app was developed. A programmer was up in a tree stand. He was deer hunting, avid sportsman, fell out of the tree and busted his legs and broke some ribs. And so he was really in dire straits. And he thought, you know, gosh, if I ever get out of this,
I'm
going to make an app that will help me through, help someone else through this kind of situation.
Well,
and that's what he did.
And within that scenario, the only thing that we've been able to do in the past is that we told each other what tree stand we were going to or what plot we were going to. And they said, okay, it's 2 o'clock. If you're not back here by 5, we're coming to look for you.
Right. And you know, sometimes there are people that didn't let you know if you're by yourself. I'm going to go out and I got a wild hair. I'm going
to
go out and
decide to move over to another plot and whatever. And
people don't know where you're at.
We've had some people that lost limbs because they didn't get attention when they should have. And they had, you know, the infections and all set in from the puncture wounds and what have you. But you know what? There's a lady in California, I'll bet, will have one of these apps very shortly, just as soon as she gets out of the hospital after going over that bluff over there and staying over there for, what, like 7 days, 6 or 7 days before somebody found her?
Right.
And they just happened to stumble upon her?
Yeah. There you go, another use for the app. But that's just one of the features. It has many, many others. It has a reminder function built into it so that if you have shots or medications that you need to take.
Oh, okay. On your medicine and whatever?
Right. Yeah. It'll you can queue in all of your medications. It's got a database of about 200, 250 medications that are already built into the database. You just go through and select the ones that you have. It's great if you are someone who has several doctors that you visit. They always want to know, what medications are you on?
Right.
It's like one of the first questions that they ask. And if you don't have a complete list, a doctor may prescribe something that doesn't work as well if you do the whole prescription plan. So that's another feature.
So this is more, you could use this for more than just the getting fallen and getting hurt.
Right. More than just the emergency app. It has a 911 function, a two-call 911 function. It's got that medication reminder. It has a convenient storage. You can take a picture of your medical card, and you can have that stored in the phone. So
if you have an allergy or something, or you're allergic to a particular medicine?
Well, that may not be on the card, but if you're going to a hospital, they can know what kind of plan that you have so they can properly do what they need to do. You know, okay. Nowadays you can't go anywhere without the nurse or one of their employees saying, hey, you've got to give us your card before we can do anything. And probably the best, second best function is the vital information that's stored on the phone. Now, this information isn't sent to the cloud. It's all the information is stored on your phone. That's why it's HIPAA compliant. One of the reasons why it's HIPAA compliant. Everything is stored on your phone. So even on a locked screen, you can have access, the EMS professionals, everyone can have access to your blood type, what medications you're currently on, mm-hmm. if you have any mm-hmm. allergies, if you've had a pacemaker, if you've had heart trouble, any of the conditions that you've had. This app has that information built into it. So someone, without knowing your passwords and codes, can look at your phone and they can get that information. So that's the other thing that makes this such a powerful tool. One, that emergency feature, and then two, the ability to have that information right on the phone, the doctors and the nurses and the EMS technicians can immediately help you. And then lastly, that reminder function, they can help you with making sure that you take your meds on time or that you have a complete list of your medications so that the doctors know what to prescribe you.
Well, you know, that could even be used here on the Gulf Coast if you put your cell phone in like a Ziploc bag, and if you're out on a boat or you're fishing somewhere or something, and you know, you could even get lost, you know, and you could die. You could push that back in and look on your GPS, see where you're at if you don't have one.
Absolutely. It's another function. I hadn't even thought about that. You ever thought about working for Vital Ice?
Oh, yeah. Randy, and we got about 45 seconds, but
sure.
Real quick, I know you mentioned with the email feature that it can send out Google Maps, so whoever gets the email will know where you are. One of the challenges in the cell phone era is you dial 911, and it doesn't all necessarily direct the emergency responders to where you are. It may give a general location, but there's no longer that landline that says, hey, I'm at, you know, 710 Main Street. So when you dial in and hit that emergency call button, does the feature let them know where you are through the same Google Maps technology?
Yes, it does. It lets you know exactly where you are so that you can be safe.
Wonderful.
I will have me one of those.
Yeah. Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can have – that's a long list of allergies you've got, Tom.
I know, man. Yeah.
Tom's allergic to everything.
I might have to have three phones, you know, put all mine in.
We can help with that.
There yes. you go. Well, Randy, we appreciate you being here. Again, what's the name of the app? They can go to the Google Play or Android Apple Store.
Absolutely. That's called Vital Ice, V-I-T-A-L, Ice, in case of emergency.
Wonderful. Well, Randy, thank you so much for being here and telling us a little bit about it, and thank you for supporting such a great program.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Cal. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you for your sponsorship. Thank
on you, the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. We'll talk with him on the other side of the break when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. And again, check us out on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, our podcast of regularly aired programs are up on most of the major podcasting sites. Just search for Scuttlebutt or SBN. And Tom's Tirade is up in podcasting format on CastBox.com. So you can go to any of those platforms and listen on demand if that is your thing.
And we want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
You see how he does that? I talk really fast through that first part, and then he starts talking, Tom, and it slows everything down.
Hey, that's just my way.
There you go. That's which is surprising, considering you used to drive fast with your hair on fire. Well, you still drive fast.
Oh, well, I still
do
that
for a living.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, we got a whole hour to be here. There's no need to get in a hurry. You run out of words, man.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Right.
We're now joined by Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt. Great to see you.
Well, thank you, Cal. Thank you, Tom. It's always a pleasure being here.
That's really neat to have you on board here tonight. I've got several questions that I'd like to ask you, and some of them have to do with the questions that the other vets have asked me and brought up. And we had the, I want to say pleasure, then I don't want to say pleasure, but we were able to, thanks to Serenity Funeral Home, to give one of our homeless and a vet that didn't have a family a decent burial and a proper military service at Serenity's facilities out there. And thanks to you guys for what you did in your organization for stepping up to do this. There's not many of the organizations in the Gulf Coast area here that do that for our people. But I know that y'all gave him a burial, and my question was, why didn't you just, do a cremation and it'd be a heck of a lot more economical on everybody?
Well, Tom, there's a lot of factors. One, we really couldn't move forward with the cremation being there was no family to sign cremation authorization. But that was the least of why we did what we did. It was truly an honor for us to be able to give this this great American a proper burial. And, we invited Post 250, the Patriot Guard. There were several individuals that made this happen. That made this a memorable event for this fine veteran. And it was truly an honor for us to do that. I think I've shared with you before, I lost a brother in Vietnam in '68. And I told one of our other directors that I would like to think that if my brother outlived all of our family,
right,
that there would be someone that would do the same thing for him.
Sure.
And I think we as a country owe that, at the very least, owe that to our veterans.
Well, there wasn't any corners cut for the services that were presented to this Vietnam veteran. And Post 250 was there. He had the 21-gun salute. The minister or chaplain was there and gave an unbelievable service. That's the first time that I've heard this gentleman. And it was all off the cuff. I mean, he wasn't standing there reading a prepared statement. I know he's committed it to memory, but it's kind of hard to commit something like that to memory for 25, 30 minutes.
Well, I tell you, Post 250, I just can't brag enough.
They
on
just
these guys.
Awesome?
They, they're doing it from their heart. This
right.
is all volunteer. They're not getting paid anything. They do it because they love to do it. They love to honor our veterans, and I can't think of a better group to do that. And, I just can't sing their praises enough.
Well, yep. A lot of people don't realize that Post 250 troops are not the only ones that participate in all of those ceremonies. One of the gentlemen that was there was Lou Lartigue, which is the president of our South Alabama Veterans Council. And he's out of Post 49.
Right, and they do a fine job as well.
They're not big enough to do all of these ceremonies themselves. So what they've done is taken some of their people and some of their monies, and they brought it all in under one roof at 250. Now, the P.O. Wilson Detachment of the Marine Corps League has done the same thing. It was two of our guys that were in the Honor Guard from the P.O. Wilson Detachment that were Marines, and they were wearing Army uniforms, but they're ceremonial.
Right.
We don't worry about all that. We were burying a brother.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't understand the fact that if you are a veteran or a combat veteran, they're going to, the government's going to bury me. I don't think that's true, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. The only time the government is going to actually pay for a service is if you're killed in action and you're active duty. Mm. Other than that, if you have a medical claim with VA, drawing a pension, the family will receive several hundreds of dollars, but not anywhere close to paying for a traditional funeral service in today's dollars.
Unbelievable.
Now, Bill, I know you mentioned that you couldn't do, you know, Tom's first question was why wasn't there cremation involved? And you said, you know, you didn't have someone there to sign off on it. How is Serenity, how do you become part of taking care of a homeless veteran that doesn't have somebody to take care of a burial? Where do you step in?
Well, the County of Mobile does have an indigent program that does participate if they meet certain guidelines. But, you know, when it comes to something like this, we're not concerned about payment when it comes to a unique situation like that. There are exceptions to all rules. And when we heard of this homeless, familyless veteran, we said, we're going to do what we need to do. This is what we're about, is to help people, especially the in my opinion, the greatest Americans, our veterans.
Right.
So did a court have to sign off to let you do this, or did you just step up? Serenity stepped up and said, "We'll handle."
Right.
We'll handle.
It was cleared through the county, and then we move forward.
Okay.
That's where I think where he was going, because he and I were talking about this earlier. Somebody's even got to give you guys the authority to have a burial.
Yes, but now we took it upon ourselves to, if you notice the place that we used, we actually had a spot for him in the garden, in the Wall of Honor, which is a very prestigious area for our veterans, and it's strictly for veterans and, say, spouses. But you do have to be a veteran to...
Okay.
Or have the connection with the veteran there to be buried in that section.
But the county could give you guys the authority to bury that individual?
They give us the authority to bury indigents.
Okay.
But in this case, this gentleman had no family, and it was my understanding he was homeless.
Somebody made the call then.
Yeah. And so you mentioned the Wall of Honor. I know you have a number of areas there at Serenity that are specifically designed for veterans. Tell us a little bit more about the areas that you have available.
Yes, we have other sections. Of course, any veteran can be buried in any of our sections, obviously. We have another section called the Garden of Victory, which is also a very popular area for our veterans. But the advantage of people selecting the Garden of Victory is they can purchase lots for their entire family, where the children and their children can all be buried there along with that veteran. Whereas Wall of Honor is basically for the veteran and spouse only,
which differentiates you a little bit from, say, Arlington South over in Bay Minette, because there are limitations as to who can be buried
there.
That
is correct.
So if they did want to be buried with the children, they can do that with Serenity, but it's limited in Bay Minette, right?
That is correct. You have limitations such as a handicapped adult child could be buried, you know, with that veteran in our veterans' cemeteries, whereas in our cemetery in that section, say, of Victory, they could, you know, if they wanted to purchase 8 lots for themselves, for the husband and wife, and for their children and their children possibly. So that's an advantage of being able to be with other veterans, but yet you can also have your family with you as well.
Right. It's something some of our veterans may not be aware of. They may be thinking, well, you know, now that we've got this nice place over in Bay Minette, and it is sort of wide open versus what we had with the National Cemetery down in downtown Mobile, you know, it's still not it's something that is as wide open as some might think.
It's now, not a family cemetery.
Correct. You mentioning Arlington South over in Bay Minette, if someone is interested in being buried over there, they can still have the services and everything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We go there from time to time, and that is, you know, it's quite an honor to go over there as well. We are there at Serenity Funeral Home to do whatever the family wishes. We're here to help families.
And now, how about Biloxi? You know, if someone is not, say they don't necessarily want to be buried in Bay Minette, do you do burials over the Biloxi?
Yes, we can certainly do that. I'm duly licensed in Mississippi and Alabama to conduct services.
Okay,
oversee services in Mississippi as well.
Outstanding. And probably one of the biggest things that we've talked about here before, and many veterans, especially their families, may not be aware of, you don't want to wait until the last minute to make these preparations. And probably one of the biggest things they need is that DD-214.
Absolutely. I encourage everyone right now, go ahead and look and see where that is. Put your hands on it. Don't just say, oh, I'm pretty sure it's in my box over here. Make sure you have it. Let your family know. Make copies of it for your family.
And a lot of the vets are going to want to impress upon you and their family about how they want their service and what they want done.
And that can easily be done by visiting us and talking with any of our representatives. And go ahead and write these wishes down, and we'll have that for the future.
Outstanding. Well, Bill, we appreciate you being with us. Where can folks go for more information or contact you?
They can contact us at our website, www.serenityfuneralhome.com, or telephone 251-653-4781.
Sounds great. And, you know, Tom, he was in the service so long ago, he just had a D2.
Well, and I think it was on stone, wasn't it?
It was. It chiseled. Okay. Yeah, it's a little hard for him to carry it around.
That was the case.
It took him a long time to, you know, chisel that in stone.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being with us on the other side of the break. Tom's tirade on Osay, Can You See? All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
I have my own monument.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Believe it or not, both myself and co-host Hollywood spend a good bit of our time off-air listening to talk radio. During the week, that involves a regular dosage of conservative talk from the usual suspects. Whether it is here on 106.5 with folks like Laura Ingraham and Todd Schnitt, or the regular lineup of Rush and Hannity, it is hard to escape the cacophony of political views demonizing the progressive left and heralding the unrecognized successes since the election of Donald Trump in 2016. The rhetoric has heated up in recent weeks with President Trump's meetings with Kim Jong-un from North Korea and Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's hard for me to say all those foreign names. I didn't make that class. Debates over the success of the meeting with the Norcos and the substance of his private meeting with Putin have left in full-fledged catatonia, with some such as former CIA director and now exposed committed communist and Islamic convert, John Brennan, claiming Trump committed treason. This cry has been echoed by many of the unhinged left, and as ridiculous as the claim may be to rational thinkers, is being picked up by many progressive politicians who have little of substance to run on in the upcoming midterm elections. Of course, when many of the cries to impeach come from the likes of Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, like Maxine Waters, it is easy to see how mainstream America might choose to simply ignore the noise. But this is what one has come to expect in our political discourse today. And to be honest with you, in much of our not-so-civil discourse in everyday life. You used to hear the leftists apologize use term driving while black to denigrate our men and women in blue who choose to enforce traffic laws. I think today you could coin the phrase eating while conservative to describe the physical and verbal attacks and refusal of service that conservatives have suffered at the hands of misinformed sycophant followers of the left with nothing better to do than simply hate President Trump. There is no substance to their cause, and they have no desire to sit down and have a civil debate on the merits of their cause, or lack thereof. Much like an enraged bull in a ring, it takes nothing more than an iconic red and white Make America Great Again hat to trigger their often violent reaction. Or recognizing a prominent member of the president's staff trying to enjoy dinner with family, or a night out at the movies to incite verbal confrontations that edge closer to physical violence with each subsequent encounter. These thugs are no better than the Antifa trash that have been allowed to roam the streets of our major cities, leaving trails of destruction in their wake. Anarchy is their goal. They want to topple the system. Compare this to the conservative Tea Party movement, which sprang up after the election of Barack Obama in opposition to government bailouts and the passage of Obamacare on procedural votes, seen by many as fraudulent. Although just as passionate in their politics, the movement never sported the violent rhetoric and actions in the 8 years of Obama that we have seen in the year and a half of the Trump administration. Now, listeners to SBN may be wondering from where this decidedly political discord emanates. Well, as I said in the opening, we tend to listen to talk radio even when out of the studio. And so this past weekend, my co-host Hollywood happened to have the radio on his car when he was accosted by the political musings of two intellectual heavyweights spouting off on the late Sunday programming on Fox Sports Radio. And while sports talk is not normally his thing, except maybe during college football season, the subject of the comments caught his ear before he would normally have switched stations to something more intellectually challenging like country music. Anyway, the dynamic duo of Chris Bannix and Mike Hall, mental giants that no doubt would rival the likes of Kasparov and Fisher, were opining about the recent decision by the NFL to enact a comprehensive policy regarding the on-field protest of Old Glory. As the conversation flowed, the two came up with a number of theories regarding the issue, including the thought the league had capitulated to President Trump in announcing its new policy, which basically states that if you are a player on the field during the anthem, you will not take any action to protest. Players can stay in the locker room if you choose to do so, but if they protest on the field, they and their team are subject to fines and penalties. Mannix and Hall went on to spout the violation of First Amendment rights argument to say that the rule was unjust. Of course, what they fail to mention is that the players are employees. Wake up! And that employees, including the NFL, place limitations on employee speech every day. They then went on to say that the NFL should become more like the failing NBA by realizing that the players are more partners than employees, except that the reality is that they are nothing more than overpaid divas who, because of their athletic skills, have never been told no. The duo went on to say that all of the players should take a knee on week one because the league would not suspend them all. Maybe the league wouldn't, but the fans would. Fans who have already left the league in droves because they refuse to continue to support those spoiled children with their hard-earned dollars. The two finally espoused the idea that the whole episode was a doing of President Trump as a red meat offering to his base in order to keep them agitated during the long hot summer pre-election kickoff. It must be nice for Trump to be living rent-free in the minds of so many on the left. To them, it is a modern-day Rasputin, controlling the levers of the nation in sinister fashion. Of course, Rasputin is fitting as he was Russian. However, what those who hate Trump will never understand is that those who have walked away from the NFL over the flag controversy don't need red meat. They have the red blood of true American patriots guiding them. And that is a color that doesn't run. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the fighting spirit to keep it, and the First Amendment right to say it. And good tirade there, Tom. You know, once again, it just gets back to this controversy with the NFL. You know, the NFL, you know, you have, it's a business, and those guys, those players are employees. And, you know, they can tell you not to wear socks commemorating 9/11 or this, that, or the other. But they're going to back away from this deal.
Right.
So I think they're trying to play it. And who knows? You know, these guys were saying, these sportscasters were saying, well, you know, Trump wants to keep this going until the election. Well, you guys are the ones that are keeping it going.
Right,
so
yeah.
Keep talking.
Right. He's the ones talking about it.
A couple of tidbits of information here before we finish off the show. You may have heard the story about a number of disabled veterans that were due tax refunds because taxes were mistakenly held from lump sum disability separation payments. And if you're out there and you're in that category, you would know what that is. But the initial number of veterans that they thought this might have affected was about 13,000. It looks like it's more than 130,000. And so there's information in the stack as to what you need to do. You looks like you will probably have to file a form to get this in the form of a refund because
right.
you've effectively overpaid. However, considering that some of these withholdings may have gone back to 1991, they're kind of expanding that window. Also, permanent and totally disabled veterans considered unemployable by the VA due to your service-connected disability, you may qualify for a waiver of your federal student loans. So if you're – again, there are – you know, there's all sorts of hoops and hurdles. But if you're in that window, you definitely want to check out the stack and see if you might be eligible to get those student loans waived. So
awesome,
good
awesome information
out there. Lots of good information.
But, you know, back to the tax thing, if you don't file for it, guys, they're not going to send it to you.
Oh, no. They're going to hold on to their money.
Yes, they are.
That's going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We appreciate you joining us. Hopefully you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!